experts to join the group in the future. I'm Wendy King.
Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamira Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, and I'm with Weikert Flemington. Hope you're doing great. If you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, I hope you get in touch with me. This show is called Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. My co-host is Larry McGenty. He's with Home Team Inspections, and he's the co-host every other week. This is Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Again, I'm Jeannie Murphy. I'll tell you about the weather real quick. If you happen to be in the area today, it's September 11th. Our hearts and prayers go out to everybody affected by it, which is pretty much everyone in the world, with all sincerity, thinking of you and that horrible day. Well, today is mostly sunny with a high of 87. Chance of showers or thunderstorms tonight, mainly after 7 p.m. Thursday is chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high of 82. Chance of showers and thunderstorms again before 3 a.m. on Thursday night, Possible precipitation about 30%. Slight chance of showers before 3 in the afternoon on Friday. Mostly cloudy with a high of about 72. Mostly cloudy with a low of 57 on Friday night. Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms after 9 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a high of 80. Chance of showers and thunderstorms again on Saturday night. Mostly cloudy with a low of 62. And then chance of showers before 9 a.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high of 83 on Sunday. So, we're going to go to our break. My guest today is Victoria Davis. She's with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. She's an entrepreneur, owns her own business, have adding machine, will travel. She's a bookkeeper. And we're going to talk about some of the events here at the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce and also about her business as a bookkeeper. So, if you could stay with us, we'll be right back. Thanks.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, welcome back again. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. Formerly, my show was called I Love New Jersey, location, 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 Weikert. And I'm still going with that, just so you know. I'm not giving it up. I love it so much. But we've consolidated together because Larry and I are so busy working around the area doing real estate between his home team inspection company and my Weikert real estate work that we've decided to combine the show so it's Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. But I just want you to know I am Jeannie Murphy. I love New Jersey. Location, location, location. So my guest today is Victoria Davis, and she is an entrepreneur. She owns her own business as a bookkeeper, serves a lot of different businesses in the area called Have Adding Machine Will Travel. Welcome to the show.
Why, thank you, Jeannie. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to see you. You do so much work. I see you over the years at the Chamber here, and then today it's a nice time to get together and just be able to share with everybody a little bit more about your work and your expertise and some of the Chamber stuff.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm glad to be here and be doing that.
So tell us a little bit about, first, you, about yourself.
Me? I am a graduate of Thomas Edison State College, which happens to be a Chamber member, as it happens. They became a Chamber member last year. I graduated there 5 years ago, actually. It's hard to believe. I actually had a radio show on a local radio station here for about 20 years in Hunterdon County.
Really?
Yes.
Was that DVR?
That was DVR.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
So why don't you have one now?
Times change, and, you know, you mentioned about being so busy at the top of the show, and it certainly is a busy
time. It's a commitment, yeah. So what was your show about?
It was a talk show, and it was basically a news, entertainment news magazine.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
See, it's so much fun to get to know people that how long have you been working around here?
I've been here about 2.5 years, I think. I kind of took over the bookkeeping chair at that point.
I love it. I love it because it's so funny how you have been here 2.5 years, and I never had any idea that you'd done that before. So I love it when we have people on the radio. And I love when you just talk to people. It's so fascinating. After 5 minutes, you find out more about them. So that's cool. So go ahead.
Yeah, and I started my own business about 5 years ago, even though officially I started it. I actually have been doing bookkeeping and accounting work for many years, and I'd actually been doing subcontracting for quite a bit. And then one day I went down to the town hall, just a couple of blocks, basically a block or two from here, and registered the trade name and bought my own Chamber membership. So
nice. Well, let's talk about the Chamber membership for a second, because I am so a proactive person, advocate for the Chamber of Commerce. I tell everybody all the time in my Weikert office, got to take advantage of the benefits of the Chamber. I mean, really, as an entrepreneur, even in my past world, I know the benefits are incredible.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's people think of, you know, the Chamber of Commerce in terms of networking, and it's essential for that. I get a lot of use out of that, and it's a very inexpensive way to network, too, when you start to add up the other forms of networking you could be doing, business networking. But it's also, they offer leadership and advocacy. I mean, basically a business can't just walk up to a governmental office and say, hey, I've got this idea, why don't you help me make it work? It doesn't work that way. We need somebody who goes between the business and the governmental worlds and smooths that relationship out and gets everybody talking to each other and getting everybody what they need.
And the chamber, Chris Phelan, the president, certainly does that 24/7.
Oh, yes, definitely. Very dedicated to his job.
And this is the expert talking. She's the bookkeeper, and she's saying it's a worthwhile investment, and I'm agreeing with you 100%.
Yeah, no, it is it's a very good investment for a solopreneur. This is a particularly active chamber. A lot of the events are inexpensive or free to people who are regular members. And then we have events that are open to everybody, and everybody can pay to get in, but it's a little bit cheaper if you're, you know, a chamber member to be a part of them as well. So it's a good thing. We have two morning meetings, two networking meetings a month in the mornings, on Wednesday mornings, the first and third Wednesdays of the month. One in Clinton currently at the Holiday Inn, and one at the Hampton Inn here in Flemington. And we get together and we do short introductions, not terribly different from what you would see at other types of meetings, networking meetings, but a little bit more formalized. We have an educational segment. Again, they're called Leads Exchange, and that's where a lot of my leads come from. So,
yeah, the Leads Exchange, the card clubs, the regular outings, some of the educational programs, the business center that's opening here next year. It's
yes.
Amazing. Yeah, and all the work that they've done, like you said, for economic development and stability and, you know, promotion of businesses in the Hunterdon County area.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I'm Jeannie Murphy again. This is Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. Larry McEntee is my co-host. He alternates with me every other Wednesday. This is Hunterdon Chamber Radio again. I'm with Weikert Flemington. If you're looking to buy, sell, or rent, we're going to go to our commercial break. We'll be right back.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, we're back here with Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. I'm Jeannie Murphy with Weikert Flemington. If you are interested in buying, selling, or renting, I hope you call me at the Weikert Flemington office. My guest today is Victoria Davis, and she is with Have Adding Machine Will Travel. She's a bookkeeper. The Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce uses her services. She's also very proactive about the Hunterdon Chamber, and she's telling us about both her business and about some of the chamber events that are coming up right now. So again, thanks for being here, Victoria.
Oh, you're welcome, Jeannie.
All right, so let's get back to you a little bit about bookkeeping, because I'm very, very interested in learning more about what bookkeeping services you offer and how important it is for someone to have a bookkeeper.
Well, you know, keeping track of your money, both what's coming in and what's going out, is really probably the single most important activity for your business. But for depending on, unless you are a bookkeeper, and it can still be difficult then, basically a lot of people didn't go into whatever they're doing just so they could sit around and balance their checkbook and do whatever they're doing. In addition to that really great thing that they had, that great idea that they had, whether it's to be to sell real estate or inspect homes or, you know, help care for the elderly, they had a passion for, people have a passion for a particular thing, and that's why they go out and they do it, but then they find that there's a whole lot of work just waiting to be done before you can even go out and, you know, design a home or care for the elderly or sell a house or inspect a house. There's a whole lot of other work there, and I helped deal with that. I helped do some of that heavy lifting.
Tell exactly, like, say someone out there was thinking about calling you for bookkeeping services. What would a typical consultation go like, and what would you be able to offer them?
Well, first I'd want to find out a little bit about their business. I'd want to find out, have they been keeping up with their books? There are people who are actually doing a good job with their record keeping and their bookkeeping, and they just need a little extra help. They just want to turf it off, and there are people who got in on day one, and they have, you know, piles of bank statements and, you know, copies of checks and things like that, and they're they need some help getting that back into shape.
Like, no organization whatsoever.
There are people. I tell people that I am shoeboxes welcome, which is not to scare
funny.
Off anybody who is.
That's cute. No, that's great. Yeah,
sure. It is a shoeboxes welcome service, for as far as I'm concerned. If you've got a shoebox, I'll come over. If you've got a garbage bag, I'll come over. And I come to you, like the name suggests, just like the old-time Western show, Have Gun Will Travel, Have Adding Machine Will Travel. I'll come to you because I think it's a lot easier a lot of times if your business records stay inside your business. It's more secure that way. It's easier on you. A lot of times people have, if they have an accounting system, it's usually installed on a computer that's part of their workspace. So I like to go to the workspace. We look at what kind of accounting system they may have. Are they working with it? Do they like using it? Is it a good system for them? And does it need updating? And so that's one of the things I'll evaluate.
So even people who have accounting systems can still use your services?
Absolutely.
Because you're actually kind of like one step up from the whole operation of bookkeeping.
True.
No, I'm fascinated by it. I know I used to host Talented People, which I do miss. But when I have a guest on like this, I always feel like I'm like learning so much with everybody else. So, like, okay, so tell us some of the most important things about bookkeeping in itself. Things to know.
Well, the most important thing is to keep it up to date.
Okay.
Yeah, and to keep track of things. In fact, I have a tip sheet downstairs here at the chamber. I should probably go through some of those tips. There's really good ideas about just keeping track of things. A lot of people they want to go paperless, and they think, oh, this is great. I'm going to move to electronic statements. And a couple months down the road, they've forgotten to download them. Even I get, I forget. I have one bank account because it's just too cost prohibitive to keep the statements mailed to me. So I have electronic statements. And a couple of months later, I'll get an email saying, hey, you haven't been in here in a while. Like, oh, no, I've got to go download those statements.
I can't even tell you the last time I downloaded a statement.
Yeah.
I know everybody out there is probably going, what? What? I thought I didn't have to. I thought that was the point of having, you know, no statement. But now I'm getting it. All right. So we have to be organized.
Yeah. So for situations where people tend to forget about that, and even I forget, I like putting an alarm on your phone. You know, most of us have smartphones these days, and if we don't, we can get Google Calendar if we don't have it, or we have Outlook Calendar at work. We can just put a time on there to download our things, and then we have an alarm set so it goes off and warns you and says, okay, it's the first Monday of the month, it's time to download your statements, your bank statements, your credit card statements, and just get those downloaded. And you should have a file on your hard drive of your computer that's designated, you know, bank statements, credit card statements, and just download those things directly to those so you always know where they are.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes almost like an electronic shoebox, but a little bit more organized.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so then what are some of the other things, tips-wise, that we should know?
What else is important? Don't be afraid to ask for help. Which seems a little self-serving, but in truth...
No, not at all.
Yeah.
We don't know what we don't know. And if you don't tell us what you do, then we don't know.
So, that's true.
Yeah. I'm all about that. Yeah. I'm Waker, Jeannie Murphy, Flemington real estate agent. Ha. No, good.
Yeah, no. So many people have QuickBooks, and there's different versions of QuickBooks out there, and different things will work. And there are things that look very easy, and it is a very intuitive interface, and that's why it's become so popular, is the intuitiveness of that interface. But there are things that aren't so intuitive, or they're a little bulky, and people don't want to take all those steps. And so we find that things get lost in the sauce. Things fall through the cracks.
Like what?
One of them, a very common problem, is we have credit cards and the way they're set up in QuickBooks. QuickBooks will tell you to set it up like a bank account, which you can do, and if you carry a balance, that makes a lot of sense. But it's just a bank account with a negative balance. But there's also, you can also treat them like bills. And sometimes people do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. They'll set it up, they'll start entering their charge receipts in there, but then they'll pay the bill like it's a regular bill. And so we'll see that basically their expenses are getting duplicated on both sides.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go ahead. Tell us more.
Yeah, and older versions of QuickBooks, I believe they have fixed this now. But we also, there was a means to actually duplicate your deposits by accident. So people go and they'll start entering them into the check register directly, and that can cause an issue. And then they'll also show an invoice, and they'll show that invoice payment being received, and then they'll have that going into directly into the revenue account. They've fixed it so you can't do that anymore, but I've seen that happen. So you've got basically a duplication of the revenue.
And yikes.
Yeah, that could be a very serious problem.
I get it. I get that. Yeah. All right. So, yeah. So tell us more.
There's always just so many things out there that you can do just to stay organized, take deep breaths, have a set time every week where you're going to sit down and work on your finances. If you haven't hired the bookkeeper yet, just make, you know, some, find a natural quiet spot in your week, whether it be Saturday morning or, you know, a Thursday night or something like that, where a day where you're getting, where you normally get fewer calls. I know with the real estate, I'm sure you're very busy on the weekends, but maybe Monday's a quieter day. I don't know. Put some time, and you can, again, put that time on your phone, block it out so nobody, that you're not going to accidentally plan that lunch or that networking event over top of it. Just create that space for yourself to give yourself time to work on your finances.
What is the difference between, like, payroll services and bookkeeping?
Well, some bookkeepers do offer payroll services, but a payroll service is basically somebody who helps pay your workers. And it's actually, they do a little bit more detailed job. I'm not going to speak for what other bookkeepers do. I'm not certified to do payroll.
That's interesting. So there's a certification program for payroll.
There is. You should look for people who are certified when you're looking for a payroll service. Most of us know the big names, and I'm not going to even bother to mention them. But
yeah, no, I was at the business networking, the Connects group. Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has a Connects group. We're starting to promote it now, and we actually had a payroll services person. Benefits Mall, yeah. Sharon Skeevy. She's awesome. She's been there for 15 awesome. Years. She's so great. Oh, my gosh. She was just saying that there was some kind of an upset that happened with a payroll service, but not to go off track or anything, but it was like, in case you need a payroll service, because of this, I guess this one company that was very affluent and popular, had, you know, pretty much went under and stole all the money. So,
yeah, that's
Sharon Skeevy. That's why it's probably the certification.
Yes, yes. And Sharon is part of a much bigger organization, Benefits Mall, although she's like a local person for it. And again, they're very attentive. When you go to hire somebody, Sharon's one of the people that I usually recommend people on to when they need those kinds of bookkeeping, when they need those kinds of payroll services. A good payroll company, they'll sit down and talk with you about what types of employees you need, how often they're going to get paid, and all those things. And then what they'll do is most cases, they'll take out a chunk of money out of your bank account on a designated day. They will pay your people. They will, put the taxes in escrow, and then those taxes will get submitted to the proper authorities, so the federal government, the state government, and you could be doing business in multiple states or have employees in multiple states, so...
That's interesting. It's kind of funny. I'm going to ask her to make sure she tells us more about that, because we don't even know what payroll services are, even though we know she's there. And
Right.
She does whatever it is. So right. you do too.
Yes. So they also do a great deal of record keeping. There's very specific, necessary, legally required record keeping requirements that have to be abided by and can cause a nasty problem if they're not. So normally your bookkeeping service will help take care of that with you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very much. And so when it goes back to bookkeeping, any more tips for us?
Oh boy. Well, if you have employees, I'd strongly recommend getting a payroll service and do that from day one, or learn, go around, talk to multiple services and get that quotes from them. Do that on day one of your business. Don't wait until we have people who are like just writing out random checks and then 3 months later realizing they need a payroll, and that can cause some issues. So get there on day one with that. What are some things that we can do? Having a filing cabinet is very important. People things end up in shoeboxes or attaché cases or trash bags. And just having either, if you've got a lot of information, a nice little two-drawer filing cabinet will work very well for you. If you don't have very much or you just started your business, you can go to an office supply store and get an accordion file.
That's so funny that you say that, because my mom has one of those accordion files.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought she was, like, way in the past. I kept looking at her like, get rid of that. But you're like, no, you need it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm totally unorganized. I don't have a file cabinet or an whatever you call it, or an accordion.
Yeah. That's so, okay.
How long should you keep your records?
You should keep your records at least 7 years.
Really? So yeah. You definitely need a filing cabinet.
You definitely. And you might want to...
I'm like the garbage bag girl. Like, it's like, that year's over there, thrown in my closet.
Yeah.
7 years? Jeez.
Yeah, because the IRS can go back 7 years, so you're going to definitely need 7 years of tax returns. Also, if something is an asset, you need to keep those records for the entire length of the time that you own that asset,
like,
and 7 years after.
Like what?
Say you have a company car.
Okay.
And you keep the company car for 5 years, and then you turn it in, and now you've kept that information for those 5 years, now you're going to keep it another 7 years after that.
Huh?
Yeah, because it's an asset. We can still go back and look at it. And also, it behooves you to keep a good track of your assets. Have an asset file. So if you own a company car, computers these days aren't so much considered assets unless, like, you're buying something really big and fancy, like an architect might use or a video production company might use. For the most part, computers are considered consumable. But there might be some other assets that you purchase along the way.
Yeah, keep talking about it. I'm totally fascinated.
Yeah, a lot of it would depend on your business. If you have like a large-scale printer because you are a print shop, you want to keep a lot of people call they're officially known as capital assets, and they're actually depreciated on a tax return. So we need to keep track of those. Usually, it's normal to put a tag or a sticker onto those items with a number, so you have control over the inventory. You can go and actually find, oh, there's the company car, there's the high speed print, the high speed copier or the large scale printer.
So now, what's the difference between an accountant and a bookkeeper?
Well, accountants, normally another level up. And what they do, when you're talking about accountant, usually the ones that have their own shingle hung out, those are CPAs. Mm-hmm. And they may have junior accountants working for them. And these people are a little bit more educated. Usually a CPA has a master's degree and has also done, basically, it's the same as becoming a doctor.
Wow.
So you have that graduate
work. Really?
Are
you kidding me?
Yeah. Some still have bachelor's, and that's because they
Wow.
They became CPAs in the 90s or earlier, and when it was still... And it's not that their education is any less. It's just that we now require them... It's the same as becoming a doctor. It's a level of licensure involved.
That's amazing. That's a shout-out to a bunch of accountants that we know. I did not know anything like that, ever, ever. Yeah. That's so cool. Well,
yeah.
That's like, car salespeople, real estate agents have a bad rap. Accountants have a great rap, but nobody knows that they're that educated, I don't believe.
Yeah.
Masters. But anyway, go ahead. So I understand. So then for your bookkeeping services, have Adding Machine Will Travel. Such a cute name. You would actually make sure that the clients that you're working for were prepared around tax time to give the accountant the appropriate information. Probably saves a lot of money.
Right. It does. There are CPAs that will take it in a shoebox and they'll make, make something out of it. Usually they'll hand it to their junior accountant who will make something out of it, and they'll create some spreadsheets and some books from what you've given them. But it's better to know. I do get a lot of calls on, like, April 12th.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I bet.
Or April 8th. Sometimes I think I got a frantic call on April 8th this year, says, hey, I haven't done my books all year. Can't you please come over and do my books?
Yeah.
I even had to chase one customer around this year, so. But it's okay. It's all good. Everybody, nobody went to jail. Everybody had real numbers. I'm glad that they're at least calling then, but the thing is that you got to know every day. You got to know, at the very least, you got to have some idea, some reconciliation, some idea of where you're at each quarter as you go through the year. By the time we're talking about last year on April 15th, you've already gone through the first quarter of this year and you still don't know what happened last year. And that's not a good position to be in. You need to know, are your products profitable? Are your services profitable? Do you actually have good cash flow? Is money coming in? Are you paying your bills on time? Are you having trouble paying your bills, and thus is it costing you more? Are you charging things to charge cards? A lot of people use that as a line of credit for their business, but it can be very pricey because that's a very high rate of interest on a lot of credit cards.
When you normally get a new client, a business that's just starting off, mostly, do you find that they do, like, invest in their business a little bit more? Is there any kind of tips for that? Because then once, I guess, you're established, it's a lot easier to be able to turn it over or trust you to make sure and then report back and let me know what goes on quarters.
Yeah, I think it's good to have somebody involved from the beginning, whether it be your CPA or junior accountant at your CPA's office, or you bring in somebody like me to help you pick out that accounting system. Because if you start with a good accounting system that you're going to like working with from day one, and it's not all QuickBooks, just so everybody knows, there's still other accounting systems out there. We talk about what your needs are. I mean, there are people who can't stand to sit in front of a computer, and there are people who love to do everything with their computer and want no paperwork and nothing else. But so you got to get an idea of the person's personality and what they're going to be able to keep, up. Whether they're going to hire me or not, or they just want to get started and have me come along every now and again and make sure everything's okay. But it's good to work with a person right off the bat. That way your accounting system gets set up right off the bat. A lot of people will, as long as they know to start, the bank account, to get the EIN number, start the bank account, separate bank account, as long as that information, and start the separate credit card for the business as well. So all that information kind of is segregated, is off to the side from their personal finances. Then anything is possible, and we can, work with whatever you got to get you to a place where you're organized and that you're properly reporting things, both for the taxes and also for yourself, so you know about your business.
Right, absolutely. Awesome. So is there any size company that you specialize in?
I go where I'm needed. A lot of the companies I work with are usually smaller businesses, people who don't have a consistent office manager, or just a lot of solopreneurs that just want to do, whatever they're great at, and they want to hand that off to me. So,
do you have any idea of, on a monthly basis, like a small company, how many hours would you normally be providing to someone? Say 5 to 10 employees.
5 to 10 employees. You're probably it starts off. There's a lot more hours at the very beginning, but on average, you could be going anywhere from 90 minutes to maybe 3 or 4 hours a month.
A month. Yeah, yeah. That's good information. We need to know that.
Yeah.
We're gonna go to our break right now. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. I'm with Weikert Real Estate Agency in Flemington, New Jersey, and Larry McGinty is with Home Team Inspection Company. He does inspections on homes. If you're buying or if you are selling and you're interested in having an inspection done even before you list your property, get in touch with us here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, we're back here, 100 in Chamber Radio. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. I'm with Weikert Real Estate Agency, or Weikert Realtors, in Flemington, New Jersey. And my guest is Victoria Davis, and she's with Have Adding Machine, Will Travel. And she's a bookkeeping expert, and she was talking about her services, and you were going to tell us a little bit more about that.
Oh, yeah. So, again, I don't only just do bookkeeping. I do, that is the primary service, but I do a lot of other things. I'm usually the person that people say, hey, you know how to use a computer. Can you tell me about this, or do you know about that?
And really?
So, yeah.
Like
so,
what? Like, I seriously want to know all about that, because, I mean, I'm a person that wants to know if you do what and that, because I don't do anything.
Yeah. No, so I have helped people set up their social media accounts and got them trained on how to use them so they can go forth and utilize social media as for their business and for personal. I've helped people publish their books. I know you've done a little bit with that as well. You've got a couple of people. So I have that.
That's cool.
Yeah. I've done some music management, been a business manager for musicians. So it's,
What about, do you do marketing materials?
Not too often, but, you know, it depends on what people need.
No, I think it's very interesting. I mean, you know, there's so many things to know that are out there on the computer available, and half the time we're just like, we don't even know they're there. Like my business partner, Colleen Kelly, she is like the wizard of all things. She knows everything about all the apps that are out there. It's fascinating as well, because it's like there's so much that can be done like 1 second that I'm still manually doing.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. So do you have any other services you want to make sure people know about?
That's basically it, although I do have a website at haveangmachinewilltravel.com, so people can learn more there. And, I'm also a notary public, so in case, you know.
That's always a good thing, yeah.
Yeah, and any chamber member can approach me, and I'll be happy to notarize for free, so.
Wow,
yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
All right. So let's turn the page over to about the 100 in Chamber. You've been working on some committees and trying to get together the expo and so on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've been a member of the expo committee about 6-7 years, something like that. I've been doing it a while. And it's a really fun committee because we have the expo, which is coming up November 7th at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard, right here in Flemington. It's just right off of 202. It's a very simple, easy to get to. And it's a really nice space. They're working very hard to improve this. They've made a lot of capital improvements over the past couple of years. They replaced the floor, so they have a new, more comfortable floor in there. It's just redone. It's terrific. It's basically an indoor soccer field, which is kind of good for a trade show because your legs aren't getting tired because it's got that a little bit of spring to it. Your legs aren't getting tired because you're not standing over concrete all day long.
Yeah.
Which I find great.
And they, okay, so the expo is like a business expo, but then there's a wide variety of restaurants that come and also exhibit. So it's open to the public. Can you tell us a little bit about the time?
Oh, yes. It's 2 to 7 p.m. on November 7th. Is open to the general public, chamber businesses and people who haven't joined the chamber yet purchase booth space. And
how much is a booth?
For a chamber member, it's $375, I think. That's the lowest level booth. We also have premium booths and island booths and sponsorships that people certainly might want to take advantage of. It's a really great way. We also have non-member booths. I think they're about 525. I don't have the price sheet in front of me, so just check the website if you're thinking of joining. And we also have a member special. Depends on the size of your business, but you get a little bit off your annual membership. You get a 15-month membership, and you get booth space at Expo at the member rate, I believe. And it costs a little bit less for both, so it's a really good savings if you're a new business. Or
I have a person that I need to get that for. So
okay.
Remind me when we're done. So yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you some forms and you can definitely take them right to them. It's a really great way to start to meet, whether you're a new business or you're just expanding in this area or want to really kick it up a notch. It's a really great way to just get out and meet the public and meet your fellow business owners.
And I mean, last year I worked the chamber booth, which I'm volunteering again if you need help over there, because I had such a good time and I love just bragging about and getting people encouraged to advocate for to join the chamber. But the food was ridiculous and there were so many people that came around like between like 5 on their way home from work and when it closed at 7. Is that what time it is?
Yes, 5 to 7 is the food showcase. We give we actually, this is something we offer to restaurants in the area, and they don't have to be chamber members, although we'd like it if they join. They can actually exhibit by giving free samples. We give them free booth space between 5 and 7. So 2 hours of free booth space. It's great.
Wow.
And they have to provide samples. I think we said about 500 samples. So whether you're a coffee shop and want to bring in, you know, big jugs of coffee and just, you know, give people little coffee samples, or you have a sandwich shop and you want to give people little, you know, bites of sandwich, and we have that at the dinner hour. It's a big draw. It brings a lot of people in from the community. And then it's really good for these restaurants. The public really gets to know you and know how you serve and what you serve and what your menu is like.
Now, and last year, of course, Janet Madalena from Madalena's Cheesecake, and along with a lot of great Ryland Inn, you know, several different restaurants in the area were there, but it's always fun to be able to walk around and get, you know, to meet the owners and see what behind the scenes, what's going on. But yeah, what a nice, I mean, it was packed last year, and everybody was raving about it, and it was an amazing turnout, too, like very, very successful. Yeah, so tell us a little bit more about other things going on with the chamber.
Other things going on? Well, you know, it's a new class of leadership. Hunterdon is going to be getting underway next week. And so we have the investiture dinner coming up on Thursday night.
What is that?
Well, it is when we welcome the new class in. So they start their retreat on Thursday of next week. And we'll actually get to meet the new class. You get to hang out with the alumni of the program. And then we get to kind of welcome them in. And they get sworn in. And
how many are there?
I think there's maybe about 10. They try for a dozen every year. I think there might be 10 this year.
And can you tell us a little bit about, like, what exactly is it, and what is the retreat, and how long do they go for that, and what's the commitment of time in the year?
Leadership Hunterdon is a 9-month program, and it is about training the future leaders and trustees of the county. And so that could mean people who want to enter into public service and the political arena. And it could be people who want to sit on boards for nonprofits and people who are going to show greater leadership in their current employment situation. So it is 9 months. It is one Friday a month. We do field trips and exercises. And then it actually begins with a retreat, which is about 24 hours. You actually report at noon on a Thursday. They do some classes that day, introductions and classes. Then there's the dinner, and they get to meet the alumni at the dinner and the other chamber members who want to participate.
That's what's going on next week?
That's next Thursday.
Okay.
And then the next day begins. It's a Friday morning. We get together. We have breakfast together. We have more classes, more things to learn. We have speakers that day. And then there's, of course, a lunch together, and then more speakers, and then we wrap it up for that day. And then we report every month. And then there's also the addition of a white paper that we work on together as a group project. And there's usually, the topics are different. Our year, the one that just graduated in June, we actually did a paper about Leadership Hunterdon and ways to improve and market it. So,
oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
How long have you been associated with the Leadership Hunterdon? It sounds like you know all about it.
Well, I just completed it in June. So
oh, you did?
Yeah, it's been a year. Yeah.
Wow. Thanks. So you, like, walked right out of, you know, the experience itself, and then you guys did the white paper on how it could better the leadership program?
Exactly. And I think it was just more to market it and get it kind of where people have more of an understanding of the program and the program components.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I know a couple of years ago they did one that was about the wineries and the economic development and so on. It's so interesting what they work on for the whole year. And I remember watching some of the videos with the leaders who, like you, graduated. And they felt like they learned so much in the year. They got to visit some of the like places that we know all about in Hunterdon County, but we're behind the scenes and being led by the leaders.
Right. You get to visit farms on Agricultural Day, and we do nonprofits and tourism. We did a day unit on tourism, so we got to visit a bunch of tourist places. We got to visit the Black River and Western Railroad and Art Yard, and we met with the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission. So we actually did a lot of things like that. And you meet Mary Melfi. You go over to the Board of Elections and meet Mary Melfi and learn about, you know, what goes on as part of an election and government and how that functions. And
what else? Tell us more about that. That's so interesting.
Yeah, I think they learn a little bit about taxation and how that's applied and how taxes are distributed. So it really is a fascinating experience. You get to go, and it's 9 months of you have these units and you just go around the county and get to see and meet all these people. When we're on Agricultural Day, we met with somebody from the county who talked about preserved farmland. You always see those signs up around here, but you're not exactly sure what goes into that or
what
how
does
that
go
comes
into
about.
It. My house is landlocked by it, and I don't even know what it is next door.
Yeah, it has to do with it's kind of complicated, but you should probably have somebody on the show to talk about it. That would be interesting. But there are people.
You're
county.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially for real estate.
Yeah. It is a process where you apply. If you have a large quantity of land and it's actively being farmed, I believe you apply for this, and it helps subsidize that so you can continue to farm rather than just decide to sell out to a developer. And,
oh.
Yeah. So it helps keep the land open.
Duh. That makes total sense. I mean, all my whole life I've been around property that's been preserved, and I didn't realize they were being subsidized. I never thought about it, but
yeah.
No, it is so nice, and Hunterdon County is so beautiful, and anything to preserve the way it is, like for the future, to me is just, that's why it's location. So beautiful. So you have a couple more minutes. What else would you like to talk about?
Oh, well, I just want to get everybody out to the expo. I think that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about that. But let's just keep on the expo.
Behind the scenes at the 110.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of things. We're working on a lot of exciting things. And I just welcome everybody to drop by 110-chamber.org.
Yeah, talk a little bit about where we're located and how they are allowed to come in. Because I think that if you take 5 minutes out of your day and you're a business in Hunterdon County, you should be a member of the chamber. You would not believe for a small business how affordable it is. It's a tax deduction, and you can meet people like Victoria and learn so much from the chamber itself. But go ahead.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we're right here on Main Street in Flemington, and we're in what's called the Large House because this was the actual home of the Large family, and they actually ran their law firm from here. And it's a very historically important building. This is where Esso became a corporation. This is where Quaker Oats, I think, became a corporation here, too. They helped incorporate a lot of businesses, and they had their annual meetings here. So when you think about the grand history of business in America, it actually happened in this house. And this is at it's 119 Main Street here in Flemington, New Jersey. And you can't miss the house because it is big and golden yellow with big columns in front of it.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And it does feel like home around here when you come in because everybody's so personal, and it's just like the chamber is a network of friends. I would say it's like a slot machine. I put a quarter in, I get $10,000 back because the chamber's so connected, and everybody looks out for everybody the way it's just family. It's so worth putting, you know, $5 into. If you own a business and you're not a member of the chamber, you're really losing and missing out. And I also think if someone is an existing business in Hunterdon County, if they're a restaurant or so, that they should be a member. And if they're not, shame on them, because it is what the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce does, represents everyone if they're a member or not.
It's true.
With the work that they do.
True. We're working to improve the business community every day.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody benefits from that.
Yep. And if you're not in, you should be. All right, so you have a couple more minutes. Come on, tell us what else is on your mind.
What else is on my mind? Well, I just think chamber membership is so important, like you've been saying. It's very helpful to small business owners, although we welcome the big businesses too.
Yeah.
And they can get something out of it because obviously they need advocacy and leadership just as much as the smaller businesses out there.
Absolutely, so. Yeah. Well, it's funny because I think about a lot of the committees and opportunities there are for nothing that you can participate on as a member. And it's like there's the Women's Forum, which is having the Women's Committee Forum is going to be having their event next April, which is always really important for women and leadership. Right. And it's not even limited to women. There's new membership, existing membership, the Connects group, or those are very important networking opportunities. And then they've got the card clubs, like we talked about, and the Leeds Network meetings in the morning.
Yes.
And all these other things, you know, educational things that go on during the year.
Yes, that's true.
And if you're a member, you actually get to promote your business to the committees that decide on some of the business and educational things. So you might end up joining and then getting an audience of people to be able to promote your business, if nothing else, as well.
That's true. And even your business does – we have a business directory on our website. Mm-hmm. And so with your membership, you get a listing there. And also people out there, even if you don't have a business, but you're looking to do business with somebody or you need to hire somebody, you can find chamber member businesses on that website, and they're listed kind of by what they do and how they help. So,
all right. Well, last words from our Victoria Davis, and she's Have Adding Machine Will Travel. Thanks for being here, but tell us what you'd like to say. Goodbye.
Oh, well, thank you very much for having me here, Jeannie.
Appreciate you being here. It's great to be able to talk to you all again. This is Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. Thank you again, Victoria, for being in today. If you're looking for bookkeeping services, please get in touch with the 100 Chamber or call or directly look up the website, Have Adding Machine Will Travel. And I hope you have a great week.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America remembers the terrorist attacks of 18 years ago today. In New York City.
Marie Rose Abad.
Andrew Anthony Abate.
Vincent Paul Abad.
The annual reading of the names Lawrence of the victims of 9/11 will continue for hours in downtown Manhattan. Vice President Mike Pence is attending a memorial service at the Flight 93 Memorial in western Pennsylvania. And this morning at the Pentagon.
18 years ago, the terrorists struck this citadel of power and American strength. But the enemy soon learned that they could not weaken the spirit of our people.
That from the president's remarks at the Pentagon. Tallahassee, Florida police say a suspect's in custody after stabbing at least six people at an office this morning. No further details released. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
More from the president's remarks at the U.S. Pentagon this morning, where he was at an event to mark 9/11. He said U.S. forces are responding aggressively after an American soldier was killed in a car bomb attack in Kabul last week that the Taliban accepted responsibility for.
The last 4 days, we have hit our enemy harder than they have ever been hit before.
The president also referred to his cancellation of any more peace talks with the Taliban as a result of the attack that killed that soldier. Republicans are winners in North Carolina's two congressional special elections yesterday. Dan Bishop won a close race against Democrat Dan McCready. And in the other district at stake yesterday, Greg Murphy easily beat Democrat Alan Thomas. Republican Senator Rand Paul among those cheering President Trump's firing of National Security Advisor John Bolton. And this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The number of uninsured Americans rising for the first time in nearly a decade. The U.S. Census Bureau reporting the rate increased to 8.5% in 2018, up a half a percentage point from the previous year. It was led by a decline in the number of people covered by Medicaid. The percentage of those with private coverage, either through their employers or bought directly, did not change statistically. The share of those on Medicare, though, increased along with an aging population. Overall,
considering factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor-supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited-time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and HunterJimmer.com. That is the harp music of Anju Felix, and she is here with me in the studio along with Maestro Smoley And we are going to talk about the Riverside Sinfonia that's going to be performing a concert this weekend. And so it's a pleasure to have these two folks in here, and we'll discuss all about the music and everything else. So I want to bring Maestro in. Good morning, Maestro. How are you?
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, my pleasure to have you here. I told you off air, I learned and was trained in music, professional classical music and jazz and rock. So I do everything to a certain extent. I'm sure you'll blow me away with your knowledge and experience, but I'll try and hold my own. Pleasure to have you. I love doing this because we don't get enough opportunity to speak about classical music and classical music opportunities, and I think it's one of the most one of the best experiences.